Workouts are being conducted by both the Rams and the Chargers. First, we'll start with the Rams and bring on Vinny Bonsignor. Vinny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Where is Aaron Donald, and why is he not signed yet?
Aaron Donald was not in Thousand Oaks today, as expected. From what I understand, he's still in Pittsburgh doing his own thing. Not signed yet, but nobody's freaking out. There seems to be a quiet confidence and optimism that this will eventually get done, and that Aaron Donald pretty soon, hopefully for the Rams' purposes before training camp, and obviously Aaron Donald's purposes, he's going to be the highest paid defensive player in the NFL when this is all said and done.
Yes, Mr. Vinny Bonsignor, who joins us. Vinny, so we've been saying that for the last year, that he's about to be the highest paid player, he's about to be signed, he's about to do this, and it still hasn't happened. And I know you said there's a quiet confidence going on, and you say expected to happen before training camp. Will it happen sooner, or is that pretty confident that it will happen before training camp?
That seems to be the expectation. Anything can happen. We all know that. I think there's some timing issues going on as well. Khalil Mack up north in Oakland, who's drafted in the same draft as Aaron Donald, probably figures, I don't know if he thinks he's better than Aaron Donald or as good as Aaron Donald, but they're peers in some ways, and they're both in the same exact situation. There might be a little bit of, let me see what he signs for first before I go ahead and dive into the water as well. So there's a little bit of that going on. I don't think there's a whole lot of urgency. Nobody's getting paid right now. There's no games being missed right now. When you look at where Aaron is, he's been figured prominently or featured prominently in the Rams offseason. It's kind of like a hard knock show that they're doing this offseason. Cameras went out to Pittsburgh and visited with them. You would think that if they weren't on good terms right now or he had any misgivings, he wouldn't have allowed that kind of access. So there's a lot of signs that are pointing to it's going to take a little time. Everyone needs to be a little bit patient, but it's going to happen. They're not going to let Aaron Donald leave. There's no way that happens.
All right, Vinny, what do they hope to accomplish now in these workouts?
Well, they've got to, get everyone on the same page. In a lot of ways, this team has changed, not dramatically, but significantly since last year. You have two new cornerbacks in Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. You've got, obviously, and Dominique Sue is now part of the defensive line. He's going to play nose guard. Michael Brocker stays at defensive tackle. Aaron Donald, when he gets here, remains at his position. So defensively, there's a lot of new faces. They have to get that acclimated or in tune and on the same page pretty quickly. Offensively, it's pretty much the same crew as last year, but obviously you change out Sammy Watkins for Brandon Cooks, the new wide receiver, who the Rams are also trying to get signed long-term as well. But they're going to have, talking to Jared Goff just a little while ago, he feels like this is his first real true offseason where he's coming back to an offense that he's familiar with. There's no flux going from college to the pros or going from Jeff Fisher's coaching staff to Sean McVay's coaching staff. Now he's at a point where he's trying to master an offense rather than learn an offense. They've already begun some light workouts between Robert Woods and some of the offensive players and Jared Goff. Tomorrow, Jared will start throwing to Brandon Cooks for the first time. So there's a lot of just getting on the same page, and for the holdovers, just mastering what they've already started last year.
All right, Vinny, good job. We'll check back in with you later in the week.
Absolutely. We've got the big draft coming up next week as well. So a lot of football in the air.
Cool. Thanks, Vinny.